Sportsler 101 on the road, Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. This edition of Sportsler 101 is being recorded in Martinsburg, West Virginia on Monday, the 9th of September, but I am well aware that it will air on 9/11 and wish all those who lost loved ones in the attacks a day of peace. Recently, we've spoken about the idea of deep travel, a focus in David Kalef's book by that name, as it pertains to recreational sport, keeping in mind always G.K. Chesterton saying that the traveler sees what he sees and the tourist sees what he came to see. In other words, while engaging in recreational activities like hiking, skiing, snowshoeing, fishing, hunting, canoeing, kayaking, etc., the deep traveler becomes hyper-aware of his or her surroundings and thus immersed in the natural world in a much more profound way. Indeed, the deep traveler sees more than the tourist. James Card's new book, The Dawn Patrol Diaries, Fly Fishing Journeys Under the Korean DMZ, is an ultimate deep travel book. Card lived as an expat in South Korea for 12 years, working first as an English teacher both in schools and industrial settings, before becoming the country's first fly fishing guide and working as a successful freelance journalist. Born in Wisconsin, Card became enamored with fly fishing by wading in casting creeks and streams of what is it called the Driftless Region, which covers part of Iowa and Wisconsin and is known for very good trout fishing. South Korea, on the other hand, is a heavily urban country, one of the most urban in Asia. This came about for two reasons. The best jobs are in the cities, as are the best educational opportunities. And much of rural life was terribly adversely affected by the ravages of the Korean War and is hurt today by the lingering effects of the brutal partitioning of the peninsula. This makes for an odd landscape, which includes a wide range of climates and terrain. In time, Card sees most of the country from the islands off the southern coast to the wild and dangerous hills and forests of the DMZ, or Demilitarized Zone, separating the north and south, and all through Korea's various mountain ranges. Card becomes immersed in Korean culture, language, and history, especially the history of the Korean War. He has a keen eye for detail and learns to be a master fisherman and guide, and some of that is, as I am sure he would agree, borderline obsessive. But as a fly fisherman myself, I understand his desire to both learn where the many kinds of fish he seeks live and how to best fish for them. This is where the book shines. Rather than fill pages with the links of technical and etymological terminology too often found in fly fishing books, Card takes us deep traveling. We go to rivers, streams, and other bodies of water. Some are barely accessible. Others have been savagely channeled into concrete. South Korea is the world's largest producer of cement, or at least the largest in Asia. And he describes how while there are laws to protect some wildlife, there are no laws that regulate fishing. You take as many as you want by any method you want. Nor are there laws that prohibit certain types of predatory fish killers, like gill netting, being set up in trout streams. In Maine recently, a gill net was found in the McGalloway River, and there is a $2,000 reward out at the moment to find the person responsible for that particular travesty. Now, as Card's guiding career progresses, many of his clients are non-Korean, who are in the country for various reasons, most often business. Some out of curiosity and travel, but many seem as enamored of Korea's lax sex laws, the sex trade operates quite openly, as they are for angling adventures that Card provides. In fact, prostitution is one of the biggest businesses in South Korea, bringing in millions and millions of foreign dollars every year. I don't wish to give too much of the book away, so I'm not going to describe any one trip Card made, but I will, as a way to say something admirable about him, relate one story. Card is on a fishing trip, and he passes by a creek, and there's a bridge over the creek, and he sees a young boy fishing with a pole and a piece of line, and he's having no luck. Now, Card watches this inexpertly done job of fishing, and he knows two things about the boy intuitively because of his deep understanding of Korean culture. There are no old people in rural Korea. If this young boy is there, he is probably entrusted to his grandparents. This could be for a number of reasons, but Card points out most likely the boy is either emotionally or intellectually challenged, so he stops to offer some help. He starts showing the boy some fly fishing tips and how to use the pole he has, and then he decides, no, he's going to lend him some spin fishing equipment he has to see if he can get the hang of it. It takes a while, but the boy does get the hang of it. Card decides that the nicest thing he could possibly do would be to give the boy the equipment. He worries that perhaps the grandparents will think the boy stole it, so he writes in his rudimentary Korean, though he does speak the language at this point very well. His understanding of writing it isn't quite where he'd like it to be. A note along with the equipment and tells him that maybe someday he'll come back and see him again. This is the kind of connection that deep travel has allowed Card to make with the Korean people, not just with its landscape. He has learned to love all the good and the bad things about the landscape, though he is driven crazy by the fact that so many beautiful wild rivers have been channeled for industrial use. After a dozen years, Card and his wife, whom he met and married in Korea, and their young son returned to Wisconsin. But for a long time, fishing is not the same obsession. He doesn't feel the same connection with the familiar old waters as he did as he was exploring the Korean Peninsula. He at times will go to very dangerous places while he is in Korea, and that too may have something to do with why the fishing in Wisconsin is not as exciting when he first gets back. But I'll let you discover for your own how well it will in time turn out. The Dawn Patrol Diaries is from the University of Nebraska Press. It's a really compelling book that gives the reader a peek behind the curtain of South Korean life in a way that I have never seen before. And it takes you on some fabulous deep traveling fishing trips as well. Deep travel is an important part of understanding the importance of enjoying recreational sports, not just for the recreation itself, but for the places it takes you. So that's it for this week for Sports Lit 101. This is Bruce saying goodbye.